Cleveland County 911.
I don't know if I should have called this in or not, but...
What's going on?
If I'd have had my camera, I'd take a picture of it.
Took a picture of who?
I don't know what it was. He's walking upright like a man. I would not kill it because I was afraid to. But he went back up the mountain.
Kamaseva. Welcome to Bigfoot Gumbo, a very spicy podcast that will focus on topics like Bigfoot and the paranormal. But to mix it up, we will also cover things like beer, current events, entertainment, food, and mysteries. From Bigfoot to Boudin, we got you covered like a big pot of gumbo. Hello everyone, and welcome to episode 12 of Bigfoot Gumbo. I have a great show for you today. We're going to talk about a man who went missing in Florida for 22 years. We also have some UFO news that came out recently. And we'll talk about a few fall beers that I really like. I also want to mention that the show continues to grow. Our audience gets bigger every week. So I want to thank all of you for listening. And I especially want to thank our listeners from Yelm, Washington in the United States. That is currently where our biggest audience is located. So thanks to all of you in Yelm, Washington. And I'm hoping some of you can join our forum to share your stories there. And if you share your stories on our forum, they may appear on a future podcast. So sign up today and become a member. So again, thanks to all of you for supporting our podcast. We really appreciate it. And I hope you enjoy the show. Here's some news about UFOs. I have an update that I wanted to share with you, and it's about the UFOs and all the reports that were coming out recently. And on September 17th, Fox News released a story about UFOs, and it says the UFO videos are footage of real unidentified objects, U.S. Navy acknowledges. And this goes back to episode 9, where I covered this story on UFOs. And this story on Fox mentions that for the first time, the U.S. Navy has acknowledged that the three UFO videos that were released by former Blink-182 singer Tom DeLonge and published by the New York Times are of real unidentified objects. So I'm not sure why this story didn't get more attention and publicity, but that's a pretty big statement. And it also says that the Navy considers the phenomenon contained and depicted in those three videos as unidentified. The Navy spokesman Joseph Gratishier told the Black Vault, a website dedicated to declassified government documents. And the story goes on to say that the videos in question, known as FLIR 1, Gimbal, and GoFast, were originally released to the New York Times and to the Stars Academy of Arts and Science. And in December 2017, Fox News reported that the Pentagon had secretly set up a program to investigate UFOs at the request of former Senator Harry Reid of Nevada. And it says, in June 2019, Reid, now retired, expressed his desire for lawmakers to hold public hearings into what the military knows. They would be surprised how the American public would accept it, he said during a wide-ranging interview with a Nevada radio station. People from their individual states would accept it. The first video of the unidentified object was taken on November 14, 2004 and shot by the F-18's gun camera. The second video was taken on January 21, 2015 and shows another aerial vehicle with pilots commenting on how strange it is. And the third video was also taken on June 21, 2015. But it's unclear whether the third video was of the same object or a different one. The story also goes on to say that Luis Elizondo, the former head of the Pentagon's Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program, has previously said that people should pay attention to the comments the government is making about UFOs. So I just find it strange that this, you know, the stories of these UFOs are out there, and now they're saying that these sightings were real, and yet nobody in the country is really talking about this. So kind of makes you wonder what is really going on. So anyway, hopefully one day we'll find out the truth. Maybe something will happen and there'll be no question about what is going on. Bigfoot Gumbo would love to hear from you. Send us an email or join our forum if you have a story you would like to share with us. Your story may appear on a future podcast. Also, please help support us by liking us on social media and sharing us wherever you listen to your podcast. A nice rating would also be appreciated. Thanks for your support. This is a mystery. Let's go back in time 22 years. It was November 1997 in Wellington, Florida. William Earl Moat, known as Bill, was a 40-year-old mortgage broker who rarely drank. But on this evening, he had decided to go out. After several drinks at a local nightclub, Bill called his girlfriend around 9:30 p.m. to say he would be coming home soon. It was reported that he mostly kept to himself at the club in Lantina, Florida. After several hours, Bill left alone around 11 p.m. He was driving his 1994 white Saturn SL, and according to the National Missing and Unidentified Persons System, he didn't appear to be drunk. Bill did not make it home that night. That was the last time anyone saw him alive. A search was launched, but for 22 years, the whereabouts of the quiet, sandy-haired man known as Bill remained unknown as the case went cold. Fast forward 22 years. It was August 28, 2019, when a property surveyor, who was a previous resident of the Grand Isles neighborhood in Wellington, Florida, about 30 kilometers west of Lantana, was checking the neighborhood on Google Earth when he zoomed into the lake and saw something odd. Surprisingly, submerged in the corner of a retention pond, rested a car that clearly had been in the water for a long time. The former resident contacted a current resident who flew a drone above the site and immediately called authorities when he confirmed that the vehicle was there. Amazingly, this vehicle had been plainly visible on Google Earth satellite photo of the area since 2007, but apparently no one had ever noticed it. The man then called the sheriff's office and deputies later arrived to find the white sedan's exterior heavily calcified. After they got the car out, they found the skeletal remains of Molt inside. Investigators towed the car and the remains to the county medical examiner's office for processing, the sheriff's office said. Barry Fay, whose house the car was behind, told the Sun Sentinel that it was his neighbor's ex-husband who saw the submerged vehicle on Google Earth. The subdivision was under construction when Molt went missing, but the pond was already there. Barry Fay, who found the car, told the Palm Beach Post that he had never noticed anything from the shoreline. Never did I believe there would be a 22-year-old dead body, Faye told the newspaper. So that's the story of Bill Molt, who went missing 22 years ago. First, I want to say how sorry I am for his family. I'm sure it's not the ending they wanted, but it must be good to get some closure and finally know what happened to Bill after all these years. What I don't understand is how nobody noticed his car after 22 years of it sitting only a few feet down in the water, very close to the shoreline of the pond. If you look at the image on Google Earth, you'll understand what I mean. It's very obvious that it's a car. Seems like a plane or somebody in a boat would have spotted it. It's just hard to believe no one did. I also wonder how Bill's car ended up in the water. If he wasn't drunk, did he possibly fall asleep? We may never know what really happened to Bill. About beer. Well, everyone, fall is finally here, and it's probably one of my favorite seasons of the year. I love those first cool days down here in southern Louisiana. It's such a great feeling after our long hot summers. It makes me feel alive. And with fall here, it means I start looking for fall beers. So I have a list of three fall beers I consume each year, and I think you'll enjoy them too. First up is Paulaner Oktoberfest Marzen, and this is a classic Oktoberfest from Germany. Second on my list is Pecan Ale from Abita Brewing Company in Abita Springs, Louisiana. And third on my list, probably my favorite fall beer of all time, and it's Samuel Adams Oktoberfest. So that's my list of three fall beers that I think you'll enjoy. So please join our forum and let us know what you think about these beers. Cheers. So the other day I was watching the news, and I noticed from time to time they do these obesity reports, and they report on how obese people are in certain parts of the country. And while I was watching this report on the news, they were showing all these obese people walking by, and I thought to myself, what if one day I was watching one of these reports and I saw myself walk by, and I thought that would be a funny feeling to see you on one of these reports. I guess that means you would be obese. What do you think about this? So remember, everyone, our world is still full of mysteries, and here on Bigfoot Gumbo, we'll keep searching for the answers. That does it for this episode. We hope you enjoyed the show. This show was produced by Faux Filet Productions.